morning.
I've got the melody down. Good morning.
Happy Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Twinsday. Wednesday.
Thought it was Tuesday.
That's good. Wednesday. Wednesday.
I just gained a day. Sorry, I was a little late this morning.
It's okay. I was 1 minute earlier than you.
I was driving on Paseo this morning. Mm-hmm. Headed to work. Going to the speed I normally go.
Uh-huh.
And in the right lane, the car that I'm approaching that I'm about to pass.
Uh-huh.
Was the car with the static radio sticker on it. And then I looked down and said, I'm going like 3 over right now.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
I can't pass this person. I too have a static sticker on my car. And then they'll know it's me.
And no, what you gotta do?
They'll be like, I can't believe he speeds. But I was only going like 3 over. And they were like in the far right lane, like going the speed limit. I'm like, no.
No, what's gotta happen is the reason you're speeding up is to be like, hey, we're brothers. Look at us. We have the same sticker.
Yeah, high five.
Woo! And then you peace out.
Yeah, but then that would have required me to... Because what's even more awkward, have you ever been in, like, traffic?
Oh, yeah.
And you pull up next to somebody you know, and you're like, hey!
Hey!
How's it going, man? Yeah, all right, cool.
We got about 2 more minutes on this red light.
All right, so, how you been?
Good, I'm good.
That's good.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm just leaving work. Where are you going?
I'm going home, just catching all the red lights, it seems.
Yeah, it was good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
All right. And then you, like, stare straight ahead because you're like, well, I already said bye. So I'm just going to stare straight ahead.
This is like,
okay.
This is like when you say goodbye in church and then you're walking to the same parking lot.
Oh.
And you're like, all right, I'll see you later.
All right.
Oh, we're walking the same direction.
Oh, but I just wrapped up our conversation. Now what am I going to have to try and talk about?
Nope. I walk this slow all the time.
It's awkward.
Oh, yeah.
It's worse.
Totally.
So I decided, you know, rather than deal with all that, I would just slow down and go about 5 under behind them.
Yeah.
So,
and
you
then
know,
you're late.
That's what I do. Static.
It's Matt from Albuquerque.
What's up, Matt from Albuquerque?
Hey.
Not much. How are you guys?
Dude, fantastic.
We went to your future high school yesterday, and that place looks like a mall.
It's a mall.
It's a shopping mall.
Yes, it is. I was there for their open house last year in Boca Vista. Oh, my goodness. It's like a food court over there, you know, for their cafeteria.
Right.
They serve Dion's. They serve everything else. It's good.
Really?
Dang it.
Yeah, I found out they serve Dion's. They serve Taco Plate and then Subway. I mean, but they're all sold on different days.
Wow.
There's a sign outside the reorder.
I'm Dude, so angry.
It's going to make it all worth it, buddy.
Yeah.
It's going to make it all worth it. And you'll never, ever, ever have to be concerned for your safety at that place.
Nope.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, we went there yesterday to
hand out
a pair of prom tickets, hang out. We got an invite from Jessica. Come to our high school, have Woo! Lunch with us. Woo! Yeah, we'll give away prom tickets. First of all, getting on campus, there's an APS police officer.
Copper.
They prefer the term police officer.
Oh, his name happened to be, Marquez?
Oh, we didn't catch his name.
No.
But he definitely got ours. So then, we got inside and it was like, woo, hey, Steve-O and Mitch, woo,
what's
yeah,
up?
We're
yeah.
from Static Radio, we're here to hang out today with your students.
Oh, you're going to have to drop those off at the front. Do you have tickets to give them?
Yeah, we're running a thing right now where if high school students want to hang out with us, like, we'll hook them up with a free pair of prom tickets. So we got a pair of prom tickets we were invited by, hold on, let me check my email, okay, Jessica. Her last name. Yeah, she invited us. See right here, the student invited us.
Okay, well,
school.
Go ahead and take that name down. I have her in the system. I'll just give them to her for you.
Okay, well, we were hoping to actually give them to her and maybe hang out and, you know, because it's a radio thing. We're with the radio station.
Yeah, no, we'll give them to her.
Okay.
Yeah, here's the thing, guys, is for that kind of stuff, most of the time, they'll want approval for that stuff. I don't know why.
Yeah,
heaven knows, but... You know,
thanks for telling us ahead of time.
Tell you, they're real still picky about
That's good, though.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't bummed. I was like, hey, the next generation is safe. Because then we were trying to get off campus after, like, you know, just driving on campus a solid, what, 10 minutes before?
Yeah, not even.
They saw us. They saw us. And so Officer McBrady stopped us on the way out. And I roll the window down, and he looks at Mitch, and then looks at me and says, "So, does she not have any classes for the rest of the day?"
Oh, and I just stared at him.
Okay. Yeah, no, this is my co-host, who's 25, and we just drove in here. Remember how we just drove in here?
Yeah, does she not have any more classes today?
And then, you were serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she's not in high school.
I'm definitely in 20th grade right
now. I looked down immediately and was so thankful that you brought your purse. Because
yeah.
If you hadn't, I wanted to cry.
Yeah, so yeah. I then proceeded to pull out my purse and my wallet and my ID to show them that I indeed was 25 years old.
Anyways, let me tell you this. That's one of the things that they always ask is, you know, if it's true. My cousin that goes there, Brittany, I don't know, that and some other people have been telling me that if you have four classes, you can leave early. I mean,
yeah.
I think the biggest problem is that I didn't have classes there.
And that you had just driven in.
Yeah.
I
waved. Hey.
I work
hello,
adults
sir.
Coming to visit high schoolers. You know what would have been even worse is if I had still had the mustache.
Oh, my gosh.
They were already on lockdown. They were already on, like, creepster lockdown, not letting us even... they wouldn't even call her to the office while we were there.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's the one thing. My mom was bringing me my agenda once because I accidentally left it on the kitchen table. So I called her and told her, you know, to have the office page me to the front to go get it. They told her that they will not interrupt the education process.
Right, bro. That's good.
I'm like, you know what? You could have called the room at least. You know, she couldn't have called my cell phone. My phone's off.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Play by the rules,
bro. The last thing I want is my phone to start ringing in the middle of class.
Is that the last
thing? The only time I ever leave it on vibrate like that is if there's an emergency going on, like somebody's in the hospital, then I'll leave it on vibrate in case.
You know what? Good idea. Is there anything we can play for you today?
This morning. You know what, guys? I haven't heard this song in a while. It seems like forever. Let's see. So Cold by Further Seems Forever. Is that what it is?
I guess. Okay. We will. I'm pretty sure
thank
you can
you guys.
Guess our lineup. Oh, you're so gross, Steve-O.
No, no, no. Go on, Matthew.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
These are some of the greatest cinnamon rolls I've ever had in my entire life.
Really?
My compliments to the chef. Domo. These are amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
You really think so?
I'm being completely honest. Did you really make these?
No crossies. Yes, I made them.
Hey, I wonder why people thought you were in high school.
Shut up.
You couldn't just say, like, why, yes, I did. No
but
crossies.
That's how you know I'm not lying.
Actually, in grown-up world, how I know you're telling the truth is I just trust and believe that you're being honest with me.
Oh,
crazy.
See, I'm not there
it's
yet.
It's crazy how that works, but...
You're a bit older than
man.
Me. So
I'm so glad we snuck you off campus.
Oh, my gosh!
Pretty great yesterday.
So, yeah. I'm so glad I got ID'd at Volcano Vista to make sure I wasn't a student yesterday.
I was bummed because then I wanted to be a student, too.
I know.
So
wait,
I
what like, about me? What
hey,
about
what
me?
What about me? You don't want to check my ID? Oh, no. A little too much scruff there. You're obviously not in high school.
Okay. And then you cried. You went home and cried.
I really did. Because I wanted to still pretend like I could get away with being in high school.
You can't.
Yes, I can't.
I can.
All right. Well, if you want us to come to your school, you should call the office first and then invite us. Studio@mystaticradio.com. Steve-O and Mitch.
Day in the morning.
Static. Civil Twilight, Shape of a Sound. Static Radio.
Every time I hear the title of that song, I think, but what does it mean?
What?
Never mind, you don't get it.
I don't.
Okay, one, think of the song, or think of the title, Shape of a Sound.
Shape of a Sound.
What is the shape of a sound? What is the shape of a sound? What is the shape of a sound? Shape of a sound. What is?
Wait, are you giving me the answer?
No,
is
I
that
don't.
The answer?
I guess it technically could be. I'm answering it in Jeopardy form.
Yeah. What is
the shape
of a sound? Stever.
Maybe she needs more time in production looking at
That's what I thought of immediately, like little squiggly lines.
Yeah, but I feel like that's not what Civil Twilight is talking about.
Yeah, theirs is cylindral.
That's what I was thinking.
Cylindricular.
You made that up.
No, it's a real word.
You made that up.
So it's Wednesday.
No, I'm not there. Okay, go ahead.
Which is where it all began.
I don't know what I'm reading. Go for it.
You remember how it all began with Wednesdays?
Yes.
It was just a Wednesday thing originally.
Yes.
Breaking news. Because it was Wed News Day. And we're like, dude, let's do something with that. That's funny.
Red News. And I'm like, that's it.
And then it became a daily thing. But it truly is Wed News Day.
Yes.
And it's time for breaking news.
Breaking news. A Florida woman was being sought on an outstanding warrant. When a cop tracked her down, she told him, "I'm not Amanda. That's my sister. I'm Michelle." The officer asked for her ID, and she produced a driver's license with the first name of Michelle. But the officer didn't believe he was talking to Michelle, so he called the probation and parole officer, and they told him Amanda had a tattoo of a rose on her right arm and a butterfly on her lower back. The woman who claimed to be Michelle had these tattoos and was arrested for really being Amanda.
Wait, she was arrested for being Amanda?
That's what it says.
You can get arrested for being Amanda?
That's what it says. So, moral of the story, change your name if your name is Amanda.
Don't be Amanda.
Amanda. Right?
Yeah, no, I got you.
Okay.
All right.
Breaking news. Police in North Carolina said a man stole an excavator from a construction site and used it to steal an ATM from a bank kiosk.
What?
The suspect used the excavator's claw to knock over the ATM kiosk at the credit union and then used the machine to lift a 2-ton ATM into a waiting vehicle. The man hasn't been caught. Does he know the money? Is the money really in there?
He obviously did not see the Breaking Bad episode where...
Whoa, not there! Not there!
Okay.
Not there, yo.
Sorry.
Okay, you can say it. What?
I just mean, who steals an ATM machine? You can't get into them. They're like super secure. What was he going to do with it?
Well, I think the thing is, if you're stealing it, you're not wanting it in the best condition, so you're just going to wreck it to get the money out.
No, but that's what I'm saying. They tried every possible way to like get that thing open. It doesn't open. It's an ATM machine. They're indestructible. No. Spoiler alert!
What season am I looking forward to? For that.
I don't remember. I just like zipped through it back then because it was like, it's Albuquerque. Hey, look, they're on Central. Hey, look, they're over here. And then when Reliant K was in town, we went and did like a tour
of
the city, of our own city.
Mm-hmm.
Bet you didn't watch. Just get through the show and you'll see all the places that they film and kill people. Hey, cool. That's where they shot so-and-so. Right there in front of that. Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a gnarly show you shouldn't watch.
Breaking news. Taxi drivers in Peru help save a life with their headlights. The drivers were called to an airstrip in a remote town where they lined up and used their headlights to illuminate the runway so an emergency medical flight could land. Roughly 300 drivers participated in this mercy mission.
It was season two. I think it was season two.
You didn't listen to my breaking news talk.
It was season two.
Okay.
Because Jesse and, man, gets in such a pickle.
I'm not talking to you about this. I'm
pretty sure it was season two. Yeah, it had to be season two.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, so.
Did you hear my breaking news?
Oh, totally.
Breaking news. Steve-O doesn't listen to me. Oh, wait, that's not breaking news. That's Everyday Live. That's your breaking news. That's Everyday
Life.
It's Everyday Life.
Hey. Dude, I totally listened to you. What are you talking
cinnamon
about?
Rolls.
You really did. And those have to be the second best cinnamon rolls I've ever had in my life.
You just said the best off air.
Yeah, but there's like the second piece had more flaxseed than the first piece. Less flax next time, bro.
I think you want. I think that's ridiculous.
These seeds.
If you want consistency, like 7 pieces of flaxseed in every single cinnamon roll, you better just go to like Hostess or... Oh, wait, you can't go to Hostess
no,
anymore.
No. If you took these cinnamon rolls.
These are the healthiest cinnamon rolls ever.
And you stuck the cinnamon roll in a car and you drove 88 miles per hour, you could travel back in time because of all the flax capacitors.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
That was my connection to Back to the Future. It was the wrong Huey Lewis song.
You're laughing.
Steve!
Hey!
Stop it!
I'm laughing. Hey, Mitch.
Yes, sir.
Mitch, do you want to receive some real appreciation?
Sure.
Log on to Facebook.
Hey!
Okay.
There
Thank you
go. Facebook loves you.
No, Steve Ryman does. You, however, sir.
Oh, come on. Yeah, there it is.
Oh, my God.
Flax seeds. Flax capacitor.
Flax, no.
You get it?
Yeah.
Just less flax seeds next time. Okay.
I'm actually doing you a favor. I know that you didn't really like the flax seeds,
mm-hmm.
but they're really good for you.
No, I know. Chrissy always makes me like those really fruity shake things. She sticks a bunch of strawberries, everything in it, and then like, and then there's all these like seeds in them. She's like, yeah, it's flax seeds.
Just deal with it,
healthy for you, and they make you poo regularly. Like, why do you need seeds?
See, he really appreciates me.
Stever, I mean, Static.
Well, is it way too early Wednesday?
No, we haven't done that in weeks, actually. You're behind the times.
Well, really?
Yeah.
I'm really
Wait,
sorry.
Was this sort of like the wrong Huey Lewis song?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
You mean it's the wrong day of the week, but I thought it was Wednesday.
No, it is Wednesday. It's just not way too early anymore. We're awake and we're alert and we're alive and we don't play heavy music, so what's the point?
Well, I don't know. You're the DJ.
Right.
So you're telling me I have to call another time instead?
It depends on what you're wanting to request, because I would say if you're wanting to request Haste the Day, like hardcore style, you should call the first of never.
Well, I'll just have to go and purchase the...
You could support them. That would be good.
Oh, my gosh. This is my favorite song. I can't believe it.
There you go.
Thank you,
Steve-O. Hey, no problems, little one.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, you played her favorite song.
You know, sometimes we got to say goodbye to things.
Sometimes.
And yet,
thank you, Plank
we'll
guy.
Probably do this again for the next 6 months as people call in and request things. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
We're going to move past it, though. It's going to take a while, but we're going to move past.
You know what I'm excited for? 12 days from now. Why did you get all excited? What were you thinking of? Because we're not thinking of the same thing.
No, because I am trying to... No, I'm not. I was doing the math in my mind and it doesn't work out. Wait, does it? What's today? Today is the 10th.
Uh-huh.
12 days.
Is the 22nd.
We are not thinking of the same thing.
No. I'm thinking of Creepy Caleb. Nico?
Uh-huh.
Creepy Caleb? We're going to get us some interns!
That's right. And if they were here right now, I'd be like, go heat up my cinnamon roll! Because it's cold now, and I don't want it cold.
Wow.
And they'd have to. And then I'd say, drop and give me 20.
It's not military school. They're not going to really do those things.
They're my intern.
And
they will
wait.
Do what I say.
That's right, people. We're going to have interns, and we need things for them to do. So here's what we need. studio@mystaticradio.com. We need jobs for our interns.
I think I'm going to post it on Facebook as well.
Go for it.
Okay.
It's a good time to work here.
Yeah, no.
We're going to have
seriously.
People to boss around.
What a privilege for them to work here. What a privilege.
Yeah.
That they get to do their internship with us.
Dude, are you kidding me? When I was in high school, I would have loved to have taken the last month off of school and gotten like a job somewhere that
no,
I love.
I'm with you.
Instead, my school.
Do you know what happened my last month of school?
Are you kidding me?
Want to know what happened my last month of school?
Huh.
I went to school. Like, to school. I went to school every day.
Yep.
Because I knew that I had tests and that if I didn't show up, they would fail me.
Yeah, my last month of school, I shouldn't say that I would like that because my last month of school didn't go to school.
What? Because you just didn't go?
Yeah, I also didn't graduate, so.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so I guess there's something to that whole going to school thing.
I graduated.
Yeah. Good on you.
The last few days was fine because I was done with my finals, and they're like, you're a senior, do whatever you want. I was like, yes, what? Finally!
Mark it on the calendar.
So yeah, 12 days from now. Creepy Caleb and Nico coming in, being our interns and doing whatever we want them to.
Within reason. Don't let this power go to your head.
I'm sorry. That wasn't stated in any contract. Within reason, you're making stuff up now.
Within reason. Static.
What's up, guys? Brad Woolley. I got some goodness for you this morning, all right?
Yes, we want to hear it, Woolley.
What's up? All right. I love you guys so much.
Love you too, bro.
All right. So you guys are bringing in interns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all need to go old school and make some bits for your interns to do. Like, make them come up with parodies to, like, popular fast food breakfast chains. And then they drive through the chain and, like, wrap their order. And at the end, tell them that whoever's there is, like, loved and that they would really like a sausage, egg, and cheese, whatever.
Wow.
Okay.
And then put it on the radio because that would be fly.
Those are classic.
Heck yeah.
I already
classic.
Like them.
But you put a static twist on it.
Yeah.
Oh man.
No, it's just, I love
like,
it.
Make the day of whoever's going through the drive or like taking that order.
Yeah.
Umpteen in the morning and like, right. That's how the job is. But static's gonna come through and make it a day. That's it. And
this
it's
is
an
really
intern. Oh shoot, man. I love you guys so much.
Love right, you
I
got too, bro. All right.
I'm not driving, but I'm driving. So
okay. All right.
He's not driving, but he's driving. So we have to go.
Interns, 12 days away.
Oh.
Two. Cool. Not one. Dos.
Wait.
Not uno. Dos. We are gaining two interns.
Wait. Whoops. Two interns.
What are you doing?
I thought he was in 12 days, we are gaining two interns. Okay,
yeah.
That sentence is correct.
That is the correct statement that you put on Facebook. That's right. We need jobs. We need tasks.
Tasks for our interns.
Yeah.
I really like that idea of making them wrap through the drive-thru and or just...
Heck yeah.
Dude.
Do they drive in high school? Can you drive?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
When do you start driving these days? You know, I've just been doing
26.
It for so long.
26. You're still a year away from getting your license. Yep. Good old New Mexico.
Yeah. No.
Anyway. Taking a quick break. Coming right back. We got the red jumpsuit apparatus. We got to take care of birthdays.
Oh, yes.
So we'll do that right around the corner. Steve-O, Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The red jumpsuit apparatus. That would be the crazy ones. Static Radio, good morning.
Hey.
No! There it is. It's April 10th.
It is.
It's the 100th day of 2013.
Ah, that means we have 265 days left.
You know, on this day in 1962, one of the original Beatles... Stu Sutcliffe.
Nope.
Died of a brain tumor at the age of 22
Aww.
Years old. He played bass, but left the group to study art. He created the group's shaggy, brushed forward hairstyles, actually.
Wow, creator.
Yeah. Staver.
I have for
Hey.
Hey.
I vow to do my best this morning. I've been kind of been really bad at this.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty terrible.
Mitch scored. She's what? Two or three yesterday?
Three. It was a record day.
An NBA gym, that's on fire.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was on fire. I was girl
She's
on fire.
She's on fire! But yeah, it's got to be three in a row, actually,
me?
An
Did
NBA jam.
Yeah.
I was
true.
Girl on fire.
Well, no, because you didn't get three in a row.
Alicia, you know what? Stop it. Okay, fine.
Today's the 100th day of the year. Today's also Stever's Day because it's Golfer's Day.
Ooh.
No, I would say I go.
Yeah.
When someone says, are you a golfer? I go,
I'm not. I haven't been since our last golf tournament.
I haven't been golfing, meaning trying to hit a golf ball with a golf club, since I was in high school, because that stuff was awful.
This sounds like a Static Radio video at the range or something.
Oh. On this day in 1916, the PGA was created in New York City.
You know why that's important?
Why it's golf day.
You
know what this week is?
Gollum.
The Masters.
The Masters start tomorrow with a 14-year-old from China playing in the Masters, and they're saying he could...
Is he related to Tiger?
He could go all the way!
Hey, he played 9 holes with Tiger yesterday.
Wow.
Dude, yeah. They need to really up the game of golf. Mm-hmm. I'd really like to see them start doing things where you've got guys
running
towards you, like as you have to drive.
Yes.
And you have a certain amount of time to like get the tee up and like get the
extreme,
ball.
Extreme golf.
Something like that.
Yeah,
I know
that needs to happen.
Just make it more interesting. Or have like target things in the middle of the fairway that like you have to go make sure you get past, you know, where they're like,
you know,
moving
what?
And you know, there,
we can start here. Let's start here. Allow us to clap louder.
Right. Or the caddy, how about this? Say that it's like 200 yards out, 300, how far out are they?
I don't know.
Say it's 400 yards. It's 400 yards. Your caddy, right? That's your guy that carries your bags,
yep,
and stuff. Okay, when you get to the tee box, as you start to set up, he has to start running, okay? And if he catches your ball as you hit it off the tee,
you're out.
No. And it's coming down and he catches it, he can run to the green and drop it on the green.
Okay, 273 years.
270.
I'm guessing how old golf is.
No, I just said 1916. It happened 1916.
When golf started? No.
No, when the PGA was created.
Okay.
The Professional Golfers Association of America.
It was birthdays, so I was just
shouldn't it be the PGAA? The PGAA?
Gosh, you are so boring right now.
Boring. All right, fine. From The Exorcist?
The little girl, what's her name?
Nope.
I don't know anybody who's actually in the movie.
I think he's in The Exorcist.
Are we making up things?
From The Seventh Seal.
Never saw it.
He was obviously in some very wholesome films. As a matter of fact, he was The Greatest Story Ever Told.
Ooh.
Never saw it.
Story Ever Told. Oh, Peter O'Toole?
Nope. Peter O'Toole was not in The Exorcist.
Okay.
I don't know.
Who is it? Some old guy. 89.
He was in Needless Things.
89.
Oh, of course.
It was an old Stephen King book that they made into a movie.
What's your guess,
Mitch? He was
a
scary old guy.
My guess is 84.
Okay.
It's Max von Sydow.
Oh, he was in Strange Brew.
He was in Strange Brew.
I have never seen any of the movies.
How did I do? Pretty good, right?
Actually, I saw The Exorcist, but
did I get anything for that?
I think wasn't he the priest? I think.
I don't know.
I saw
who you're talking about.
I'm gonna switch. I'm gonna say 91.
84.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
He's 84. Did you look?
No.
Did you cheat?
No.
How did you guess that?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't even know what this person looks like.
I'm getting schooled by a high school chick.
Oh my gosh. Get it, school?
Yep.
Okay.
Next.
From Lawrence of Arabia.
Peter O'Toole.
Nope. From Dr. Zhivago.
He was also in Hidalgo.
From the
Sharif.
Movie poster on my wall.
Isn't his last name Sharif?
From the only movie poster I have hanging in my room, in my office.
Omar Sharif.
I don't even know who that is.
First of all,
Dr. Zhivago, come on.
What's the movie poster I have? You've been to my house once.
Hey, Mitch, did you see Hidalgo?
You have a movie poster on your wall?
Yeah.
I kind of saw that movie.
The Sultan, the guy that wanted
the Sultan of SWAT.
Yeah,
he had a lot of home runs in Hidalgo.
I am imagining Saeed from Lost. I have no idea who you're talking about.
He's got a lot of gray hair now. Go ahead, Mitch, you guess first.
He was in Temple of Doom. He was in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Is that the one that I saw?
He was the reason that after that they decided to make a new rating called PG-13. No, you only saw Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay.
You haven't seen this one. He's the guy who rips somebody's heart out.
He's 75.
Stever, what'd you say?
79.
He's 81.
Oh.
He's 81. From the most confounding football knowledge of all time.
Oh, come on.
Brett Favre.
He's in love with Brett Favre.
John Madden. Am I right?
John Madden!
Okay.
He He just really loves Brett Favre.
If you catch the ball inbounds in the end zone, you're probably going to make a touchdown.
Yeah.
Is that him?
Dude, John Madden, one of the greatest football coaches of all time.
He commentates the obvious.
But he's that guy.
That's okay.
If you keep running towards the goal and you don't get tackled, you might get a touchdown.
Yeah. Chances are whoever scores the most points today is going to win this game.
He made video games.
Yeah, he still does. Well, so, I mean, he's just the face.
78.
80.
77.
Duh!
One off. All right, ready?
Yes.
I missed it. How old is he?
77.
Oh, man.
I know, you're one off. All right, ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Steve, I can't see this. I'm squinting my eyes.
Steven Seagal.
Shut up.
Was it really?
Is it really?
Steven Seagal.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yes!
You deserve a prize just for getting it right. Like, I was assuming you were going to go Clint Eastwood. And then I was going to have to say Marked for Death or Hard to Kill or On Deadly Ground.
I have something to say.
Under Siege.
I have something amazing.
Okay.
I am amazing.
Well, that was, yeah.
I promise you, I did not look.
You get mad props. Wow.
Mitch guesses first.
Oh, he's 54.
58.
Really, guys? Steven Seagal? He was like fake fighting people since I was like three.
Okay, so that means he's in his 60s.
Do we get to change our numbers? Or?
Yeah, he is 60. I'm saying, hold on. 67.
64.
62.
Dang it!
All right.
Thanks for the extra gas.
Hey, you know, yeah.
It's like a free pass.
He sees dead people.
Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah, there you go.
And he's in his 20s.
He was in AI as well.
28. Yes.
29. Dang it, he's 27?
25.
He's not younger than me.
He's 25.
That guy is not younger than me.
Haley Joel Osment is younger than you. What have you done with your life, Mitch?
What have I done? Well, what has he done with his life is a bigger question.
I don't know.
He
won
made
an
movies?
Oscar?
No.
No, nominated for an Oscar?
Yeah, he didn't win.
Sorry.
And never mind. Wasn't he in that movie, that really, really sad movie? Pay It Forward.
Pay It Forward, yeah.
Never saw it.
Oh, yeah, so
spoiler
sad.
Spoiler alert.
It's sad.
Spoiler alert, it's sad?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Just go ahead and watch it.
Go there.
No, I'm not going to.
Okay. From a Day to Remember, is that what it's called? No. It was called a. This is a stupid movie. What was that movie? And Switchfoot did the soundtrack.
Walk to Remember.
Mandy Remember.
Moore. 28.
Mandy Moore. She's in her 30s for sure. Okay, she is 32.
She's in her 30s for sure?
Well, I assume so. Because Justin and... She's in her 20s still?
She's 29.
Okay. Because, like, she was around the same time as Justin and Christina and Jessica and, you know...
She's 29 years
old. She's the youngest of them then.
All right. Last but not least...
Who's that?
From being a singer and a producer and having a face like a baby...
Babyface. From Boys to Men?
No, was he? He was like the producer, wasn't he? What does he do? He's just like an awesome producer guy and a singer. He's like, hey, girl, I'm going to sing the national anthem. And it's like obscure.
I don't know.
And he's like, yeah, I'm Babyface.
He is 20...
Babyface?
I don't know. 19...
Babyface.
18...
Carol Hood, song called Violence. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Hey.
We are about 20 minutes away from Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission coming to the studio.
What was that? You doing all right?
I swallowed mid-sentence. That's what happened.
Sure, yo. I just like started slurring your words. Should we be worried?
Hey!
I'm just saying.
Bro!
That was really intense because I wasn't paying attention, and when I came back to paying attention, you were slurring your words.
We also... Ouch. So I bit my lip.
Okay.
Eating wings somehow. Apparently I just like to eat a lot of food. I put too much food in my mouth and I inevitably bite my lip regularly.
Oh yeah, I did that.
So I have this like cut over here. So it hurts to talk already. And then I have this weird swallow. What I was trying to say is, coming up at 8 a.m., we will be joined by Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. Also at 8:30, our friend Ray will be joining us to talk about Reboot and how today's your last day to sign up for it and how it's going to be awesome.
Anything else, sir?
9 o'clock is Shock Therapy Live with myself and Pastor Nate Heitzig.
Yes, that's right. So if you have any questions, you can get them in by emailing us at studio@mystaticradio.com.
That is right, Michelle. I was also mentioning a minute ago about our cars.
And how crazy they are.
Do you have something quirky with your car? If so, call us at 505-338-3700.
Let's go to the phone lines now.
Static Radio!
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going.
I'm so glad Mitch is back. No offense, the show was boring without you, Mitch.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
you. It's pretty bad.
Oh, that was so sweet.
Yeah.
And then there was times they would just repeat the same stuff over and over. Yeah.
Well, you know that for like 3 days, neither one of us were here, so it really was repeating. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because
yeah. That's what I noticed. Best of. Like, I turned off Static.
I'm the reason you're listening?
Wow.
Well, partially, yeah.
Okay.
Dude, yeah, don't let it go to her head, bro. Don't,
wow.
You gotta, like...
I wouldn't.
Hey,
thank
hurry,
so
say
much.
Something mean
I'm
and
not
humble.
Giving
her.
You a bigger ego, Steve-O.
There you go. This is true. There you go. There you go. Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
No problem.
All right. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Static!
Good morning. I haven't talked to you guys in a while.
Hey there, voice.
Hey,
what's up, voice?
How are you guys been?
Oh, we've been good. How are you doing?
Good.
Yes.
Something quirky with the cars, these sensor lights that come on for your tires. They never used to have those.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't have those.
You don't have those?
No.
I don't either. I have a 99, so I don't have those. Is it like when the tires are low or what?
Yes.
Wow, you got a fancy car.
No, I don't like all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
I like all the old stuff better.
There you go. You sound old school.
Alrighty. You guys have a good day. God bless.
All right. God bless you too, voice.
Yep.
Voice right there.
The voice.
The voice.
Like, for real, the voice.
No. Static.
Oh, hey, guys. What's up? How you guys doing?
I'm doing well. What's up, bathroom man?
Not much, bro. I'm just calling in about the car thing.
Yeah.
I got a little Hootie Toyota Echo. Saved a ton of gas. But the thing is a desktop, man, I'm telling you. Yeah, just anyone, like, if, like, anybody ever tried to take my car, they would be in for a big surprise because it would definitely veer or do something of this nature. It's crazy.
There you go. See, it's like an alarm. It's a security system all on its own.
Yes, it does. They come straight home.
There you go. Right on, man.
You guys. You guys have a good day.
You too, bro. Thanks.
Thank you.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. If you lent somebody your car, you'd have to explain to them what. What about your car is quirky and or just flat sucks? Static.
Good morning.
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 Hey, so I just wanted to say something really quick to both of you. Out of all the radio stations that I go through in the morning, and I've narrowed it down to pretty much two, I typically stan you guys the most for one huge reason. Mm-hmm. Out of every female on the radio, Mitch, you actually have a brain.
Wow!
Both of the others just drive me insane.
I try to think sometimes.
Yeah.
Also, and from what I heard earlier, I wouldn't necessarily say you were boring without Mitch. However, when she's around, you feed off of her. You guys just feed off of each other so much. Okay. And then, like, your show ends up becoming more, not necessarily a rivalry, but when one's missing, you just feel like something, I can tell you guys feel like something's missing. So
when
you're both there, you guys enjoy it more.
We actually bought necklaces, and it's got two pieces of a heart.
Yeah,
and it says best friends forever, and if you put them together,
they make the
it makes a heart whole.
It's super cute. That's,
yeah, except
the most adorable thing I've heard all day.
That's not real. I didn't know. Thanks.
All right, you guys have a good one. Good
luck. You too.
You too, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
505-338-3700. Static, hello.
Hey, my 89 Volkswagen Fox, you have to pull the headlight beams on while you start the car or it won't start.
Yes.
See, I love these security features. No one will ever steal that car.
What kind of car is it?
It's a Volkswagen Fox.
Yes. There you go. Love it.
Me too.
Love stuff like that. Yeah, I would immediately, I'm telling you, I have to remember not to roll the window all the way down or else it'll get stuck. And then I hear this weird clicky. Actually, though, about after like 30 seconds, if I just hold the button, it eventually will pop back up.
But you don't want to keep chancing that.
But I don't want to chance it because I know that there's just a matter of time before I just don't get to roll my window up ever again. Static.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, my car, if I let somebody borrow it, I have to let them know that all six gears work except for reverse.
Oh, how does that work?
Been there.
I don't know. I was parked in my driveway one day, put it in reverse, and it started going forward.
Wow.
Yes.
So you just throw it neutral and, like,
hope it
push it backwards? Or
I just have to, if I can't park on a hill, I have to push it backwards. Mm-hmm. Luckily, it's a light car, but.
That is amazing. I love everything about that. I hope to see you have to park back out of a parking spot.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Thanks for the call.
No problem, thanks.
All right. 505-338-3700.
He's that dude that's driving around the parking lot until he finds one that he can just pull right through.
Static.
Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
You know, I'm sorry to be off topic, but I remember when Mandantu was here and he'd always get racked by the edge by stealing your guy, stealing their ideas and everything.
Yeah.
But I just happened to, I need to inform you guys that they're talking about, having a prom themed around the 80s and it's their greatest idea ever.
No way!
No.
Well, they're saying it's for adults, but it's all about the 80s and everything else. And I'm like, you know, you guys are hypocrites.
That's awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
Glad you
definitely got to call them up, man.
Glad you were listening to them.
Yeah.
Well, you know where my heart is.
I know. Thanks for the call, bro.
Have a good day, guys.
All right.
You too.
Bye. Later. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey, so I got a car story for you.
Yeah, nice. We want to hear it.
So my friend, he has to keep his car from overheating. He has to run the heater.
Yeah.
Wow.
All the time? Oh, my gosh.
Ugh.
All the time.
And if he doesn't, it clicks, and it won't drive.
That's the worst. I was in one of those cars during the summer, and I literally thought I was going to die. So I wanted to just get out and walk around because it was awful. So I don't know how he does it all the time.
I couldn't do it. Thanks for the call.
Well, no problem.
Static. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a story.
Yes, go for it.
I have a green Dodge Avenger. It's a 2000.
Oh, dude, I had a Dodge Avenger.
Every time that you have to start the car, you have to lift up the hood, but the latch on the hood's broken. So you fight with the latch. And then once you get to it, you have to unplug and replug the electrical for the negative on the battery. Otherwise, it'll drain because there's an electrical problem.
Oh, dude, my gosh.
That, I would get a bike.
That sounds dangerous.
That just doesn't even sound worth it. That's way too much work.
Yeah, and then the back right blinker switch, you have to kind of kick it every once in a while because it's loose.
You learn so much about cars this way.
I know.
You certainly do.
Thanks for the call.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Absolutely.
All right.
God bless.
You too. That was the first car I ever bought myself. Because in high school, you know, that doesn't count. My mom, got me a car, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The first car I ever purchased on my own was like, I want a Dodge Avenger. I am so glad I don't have that car anymore. Like 3 months after I bought it.
Dude.
75 problems. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I can't talk about my current car because I just bought it in December, so it's being a very good car.
Oh, congratulations, Richie Rich.
Yeah.
No, look at you, man.
Such a nice car.
I'm just kidding.
But I've had 6 cars in my life, and I've had a 50-50 luck with having cars that work and cars that have ports. My first car was a 77 Chevy.
Nice.
I bought it in 2002.
Wow.
So, yeah. It was already old. I swear somebody had to have stolen it in the past. There were no keys, but there was a pocket knife in the ignition.
No way!
So, very first thing I had to do was put in a new ignition, but I never had a key for the door, so you couldn't lock it. Not like anybody would ever steal it anyways. But it had rusted out holes in the floors. It had a moonroof that somebody had installed themselves that leaked whenever it rained.
Oh, my gosh.
None of the gauges worked in it, but you never had to worry about speeding, because if you want to get this car up over, like, 60, you had to be going downhill. You had a reasonable time to get up to good speed before that, and sparks were going to fly out of the tailpipe, but you really didn't want to do it anyway.
Wow.
I'm going to ask a very personal question. How much did you pay for this car?
$500.
Yes! That's
a
deal! It's a deal right there!
I'll take it!
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
And then I traded up. I got a 96 Ford Ranger. And that one was okay, but whoever owned it before me had busted out all the support to the seat. So I had to make, like, these awesome, humongous 4 or 5 inch tall pillows that people could sit on because there was no support for the seat.
Wow. Incredible.
And then the last one was actually a brand new Chevy Cobalt that I bought a couple years ago.
Oh.
And for whatever reason, I had them install like 5 different ignitions.
What?
None of them ever wanted to work in this car. You would have to turn the key and hit on the underside of the steering column to get it to turn over and start.
Dude. Wow.
You have bad luck. I have a Chevy Cobalt, and I don't have to go through that.
That's what your car is?
Yeah, it's a Cobalt.
Dude.
It's 07, so.
No way I'm buying any of those.
I'm 07.
Nice. Ah, look at that.
What the heck?
You guys should get those necklaces we were going to get.
Yeah.
They're like a little heart. And
it'll say Chevy, and hers will say Cobalt. We'll put it together, Chevy Cobalt.
Thanks for the call.
Of course. Have a good day, guys.
All right, you too. Static.
Well, I don't know. Some of those other stories I've been hearing have been nightmare stories.
Right?
But, I know.
But I've had a few of those from cars over the years, but the most recent one I had was my battery. Had battery issues, and it wasn't charging more just because the battery was old. So we had one of those little spare, you know, power jumpers, the ones you plug in and then they charge up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I literally had to go around with one of those either in my trunk or in my backpack, you know, if I didn't want to get stolen out of my trunk. It got pretty interesting. It got pretty interesting.
There you go, man.
That's just so funny.
Oh, I used to have to keep gallons of water in the back.
Me too.
Like,
me
so
too.
That, yeah. Oh, good old ghetto cars.
Oh, my car's overheating.
Yeah,
pull over.
We gotta pull over. Okay, cool. No, it's cool. I got like 9 gallons of water in the back. So
it's distilled. Don't even worry about it.
Just in case we need to go 17 more miles, or if the zombie apocalypse happens, we're okay.
Yes.
We've got water. Static.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So my car, it's a really old car, so I've been fixing it issue by issue. A lot of electrical issues, like with my blinker wouldn't work, and then it was blowing fuses, and so I got a friend that knows all about these cars, and we fixed the headlights, and then my windshield wipers wouldn't work, so the next day after work, we'd fix that, and then my taillights wouldn't work, and then we'd fix that the next day, and then the next day, my blinkers wouldn't work. So each day we'd find out that things weren't plugged in where they should be.
Wow.
And then we had to take off the paint from the wires so that we could see what wires they were.
Wow. The good news is after about a year, you probably had like a brand new car.
Yeah.
From fixing everything.
Yes.
Yeah, my gas gauge doesn't work. So yesterday I went through a drive-thru, and just before I got to the window, I ran out of gas.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
So each time a car would pass, I would have to push it towards the window.
Oh.
Luckily, it was right next to a gas station, so I just, like, pushed it downhill to that.
There you go.
But, yeah, those are just some of my adventures.
Nicely done. All right, man.
Have a good one.
You too.
Static.
I have a car. Well, I have three car stories.
All right.
Okay, the car I have now is a 94 Isuzu Rodeo.
Oh, yes.
Wow. You have a rodeo.
Do they still make Isuzus?
I don't think so.
They make guitars, right?
I'm just kidding.
You guys are hating before you can tell your story.
I grew up riding around in a rodeo. That's
amazing, yeah.
Yeah, for the most part, it's not too bad.
Where do you get it fixed? Like, do people even remember what Isuzus are like? I don't think they make them.
Them in Broncos.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but Broncos were made by, like...
They don't make Broncos anymore. Anyway.
I've seen them around. I'm not the only person driving.
No, I know. There's no Isuzu. Like, the company, I mean. In general, Isuzu's gone, right?
To go to, like, a special auto place.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Like, if you have a Bronco, you can still go to, like, Ford.
Whatever.
Just saying.
Okay, so I was feeling better about this car, but not so much anymore.
I'm so sorry. I didn't even want to tell you the story about this car.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
I'm going to drive it into a ditch now. It's not even worth it.
Don't do that because insurance company won't recognize it because it's not a real car anymore.
No, I recognize it apparently anyway because nobody makes it.
I'm sorry. Please tell us your story.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's just that the driver's door doesn't open from the outside, so I either have to have somebody open it for me from the passenger, or I have to crawl across, you know, the passenger and driver's side seats to open the door, which is fun when you have groceries.
Oh, right.
People are watching you in a parking lot. So that's the car I drive now. My husband has a 64 Chevy, I believe it is, a truck.
That's awesome.
That his mom drives. And recently, whenever she would use the blinker, which is rare in New Mexico, but whenever she used it, it would start randomly honking the horn.
No way!
She's this little lady, you know, and the horn just starts, and she lives in the valley, so.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
yeah, wow. And then the horn just started freaking out and just honks all the time. But the favorite is our 1990 Honda Accord.
Of course.
And back around Thanksgiving time, you had a caller previously who said, well, she didn't think anybody would steal it. Yeah, well, that's what I thought, too. This car, you couldn't open it from the driver's side. You had to jimmy the handle to get it open. And to get out of the car from the driver's side, you had to, like, shove the handle inside the door, pull it up, and then pop it to engage it to open it.
Wow.
Somebody stole that car out of my driveway.
No way!
I don't even know how they got in the stupid car. You can't open it from the driver's side.
It was like a process. They probably spent a month trying to figure out how to get in and then everything else.
Wow.
I don't know. It was crazy. But we actually got that car back. They found it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
we thought we were rid of you finally. Thank you so much.
Sorry,
oh, amazing. 505-338-3700, the phone number. The phone lines are jammed, but we have to take a quick break.
We'll be right back.
Coming back, yeah. If someone borrowed your car, what would you have to explain to them about it before they could even start it, drive it, get going, maybe even get in the car? So, facebook.com/mystaticradio, 505-338-3700. Steve-O, Mitch.
Good morning.
Static. The classic crime, Glass Houses, Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Just after 8 o'clock.
Yeah. And it is Wednesday, which means Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here.
Oh, always good to have you.
Thank you.
So, for those that are not keen on the Albuquerque Rescue Mission, who know nothing about it, tell us.
We are an organization that provides food for the homeless.
That's right.
And we also have programs for men and women to help them recover from the issues that brought them to homelessness, get them off the streets permanently.
Yeah.
And during the winter months, we have a shelter.
That's right.
We run.
It's snowing today. Does it count? Are you guys going to reopen the shelter today?
I don't think the city will.
It's cold!
Yes.
Yes. I couldn't believe that it snowed yesterday. It's snowing this morning.
Oh, I'm so confused.
It's April, right?
Yeah.
So,
it was kind of sad to see the homeless in the rain yesterday.
Right.
Because we got a lot of rain down at the mission.
Yeah.
And they were huddled under our blankets.
Yeah. So, being that the weather, I mean, it's warmer, cold. From what you saw yesterday and you know, today, what is the immediate need? Do you guys have an immediate, like, oh, man, well, there, our blankets are gone.
Probably just blankets.
Okay. Yeah. Blankets.
Blankets.
Okay.
Yeah.
ABQRescue.org is the website where you can find more information about the Albuquerque Rescue Mission, or 346-HOPE. Now, you guys serve breakfast and dinner 6 days a week.
That's right.
And can always use volunteers.
Always use volunteers for breakfast at, I guess we want them there about 5:30.
Okay.
Because they serve 6 to 7.
Okay.
And then evening dinner. So.
All right.
We'd love to have church groups come in.
There you go.
Youth groups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang out.
Yep.
Share some smiles.
Yes.
Man, I'll tell
some
you what.
Hope.
Yeah, I was going to say. And a lot of times, just a smile or an acknowledgement of their existence mm-hmm. can change mm-hmm. their yeah. demeanor or yeah. that person's day, because they're so used to just being alone, being out there. And I remember I got the task of being the tray handler, the one who actually said, here you go, and handed off the tray after it was, you know, filled with food. And just a smile or a hello yeah. or a good morning or any acknowledgement, really, a lot of times would change the demeanor of that person.
Yeah,
so
it's amazing the difference it makes.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're in a youth group, if you are a youth pastor, if you're listening, you want to do something with your youth, a great way, get down to the Albuquerque Rescue Mission, serve the community, and help out the rescue mission. You guys do a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's next on the docket? What do we need to be praying for? I know August we've got back to school, and that's a few months off, but it's never too early to start praying for the next thing you've got going. So,
One thing we need prayer for and donations for is we have a lot of men and women who are in the recovery program.
Okay.
Who are going to be graduating.
Oh, cool.
And we're trying to transition them back into the regular workforce.
Right.
They need work clothes.
Okay.
And work shoes.
Okay.
Anything, you know, casual, business.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't fit anymore, if you could bring that down for men or women, shoes, clothes, we'd really appreciate it. We're trying to get them back on their feet.
I like that. All right, cool.
Yeah.
ABQRescue.org for information. Of course, Static Radio here. We are a drop point. So if you do have stuff like that and you can't make it all the way downtown, maybe you live on the west side, whatever reason, doesn't matter. Drop it off here at the Static Studios, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, and we'll make sure that, Teresa, that you get everything you need.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Of course. We love having you in every week to talk about this because, sadly, and we've talked about this, I think we as Christians, as a community, we as human beings, I think, have decided that it's the government's job to take care of the homeless and they'll take care of everything and that's what taxes are for, blah, whatever. And we are not doing our duty. We're not doing our job.
There is not a government-run
yeah.
facility
yeah.
that I'm aware of.
Right. Yeah, you guys do so much for the city yeah. of Albuquerque. ABQRescue.org, again, for information. If you would like to volunteer, if you would like to help out, if you would like to donate, if you would like to bring down blankets or work clothing or whatever it is, all the details, ABQRescue.org or 346-HOPE. That's 346-4673. And, yeah, is that right?
Yes.
4673.
You got it right.
Finally,
yes.
Without
yeah.
even having to think about it. Boom!
Yes.
Only took me 7 years. So that's
good. I knew it.
All right. You can also go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Mish posted all the info.
I sure did.
Good job, you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
And, we'll see you next week, of course.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Absolutely.
There it is. All the details at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Learn more about how you can get involved in this community here in Albuquerque. And the Albuquerque Rescue Mission, just one way to help out. But do something. Check it out. Details, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tall Heart, song's called Fever. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Well, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
8:31 now. Happy Tuesday, everybody. We are just a few moments away from our friend Ray Del Toro joining us in studio.
Where is he?
Because the Bible says to let your yes be yes and your no be no, and he said he'd be here at 8:30.
So
I'm believing
that he's going to be here at 8:30.
That his word is true. It's going to happen.
Wow, you really just set him up.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig. You can get questions in now at studio@mystaticradio.com if you'd like to keep it anonymous, or if you would be so bold, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Of course, you can give us a call. The phone lines will be open. I'm excited. Last week's show was jam-packed.
I heard. I listened. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I did listen.
It was pretty intense. And so there's a lot of questions we need to try and
address,
get through just from last week.
Wow.
That we didn't even have a chance to answer because there were so many.
And
so
you have gotten a few emails today.
We have. We've already gotten a few emails today, so we will definitely be touching on those. A couple of them I may hold off on till Theology Thursday because there's a couple in there that are definitely theological, and that means our dear friend Pastor Jarrett, who will be joining us mañana.
Pastor Jarrett.
He'll be here tomorrow for
Theology Thursday.
Theology Thursday. But yeah, Ray Del Toro joining us in studio in just a few moments to talk about Reboot.
Yes.
And is it official? Are we allowed to say who's going to be here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Yes.
Nobody tells me these
Pastor
things.
Levi Lesko and the Skull Church Band will be bringing a message and worship for Reboot, which happens this weekend.
Yeah.
So it's going to be pretty amazing.
Now, you are an alum. You have taken part in weekends past.
Yes. This used to be this event. It's called Reboot.
Yeah.
Formerly called The Weeknd.
Formerly known as The Weeknd.
And it, honestly, I don't know why I'd lie, it changed my life.
That's good, because you shouldn't do that.
I know. So The Weeknd is a big part of why I am here today. I love The Weeknd. God works through this event. It's a really cool event. You get to hear amazing teachings, amazing worship. You get to spend time with your friends and meet new people, as well as go to host homes and play games. And by the end of the weekend, you are exhausted.
Because, which is perfect for Sunday night.
Yes.
For church.
But
of course, if you're there for a Reboot, you'll be there all weekend.
Yes, you'll be there all weekend. And then Skull Church is this Sunday going down at here, right?
Yeah,
happening
Calvary.
Here. I don't know why I keep thinking
7 p.m.
somewhere else.
Well, that's because when Levi was here, you know, it just seems like that's where, you know, you would host, like, Renovate or something.
Yes.
Which is where Renovate is.
Yes.
But, yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to this weekend. We're going to have Pastor Levi Lesko on the show this Friday morning to talk a little bit about Reboot, which is happening this weekend. But today is the last day
to sign up
for Reboot. So all you high schoolers out there,
you can get to calvaryabq.org. Tell your parents, because this event changed my life
for the
better.
Truly.
It was amazing.
So make sure you check it out. Details, we'll post it at Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Your chance to sign up for Reboot with Pastor Levi Lesko this weekend. And, of course, everyone else, maybe you're not in high school, like, dude, I want to go. Check it out. Sunday night, Skull Church, right here at Calvary Albuquerque with Pastor Levi Lesko and the Skull Church Band. It's going to be huge. It's going to be monstrous. It's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I'm stoked. People are going to rise up from the grave.
Oh, well, yes.
Spiritually speaking.
I was going to say spiritually speaking.
Boom. Just dropped the science.
Good job, you.
Just dropped the science.
Want to thank Ray Del Toro for being in here for this.
It's good to have you in here, buddy.
It was good.
So we'll make sure we get all the information out there for Reboot.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in. All right.
Ray.
As always, good to see you, man.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Reboot, all the details at calvaryabq.org. Today is the final day to sign up. So get signed up,
Right.
Man. All right. Keeping the music going. Song's called Spotlight. It'd be Leagues. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Trent Dabbs. Follow suit. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, we were talking about cars earlier.
Yes. And we have so many comments on this. Look at this.
Yeah, whatevs.
Oh my gosh. No, they're insane.
You'll have to get to facebook.com/mystaticradio. Check out all the comments. We were talking earlier about what you would have to explain if you lent someone your car. What quirky things would you have to warn them about? Maybe how to get in the car.
Yeah.
How to start the car.
The fact that the car doesn't go in reverse.
Some kids prom goers. Some prom goers?
Yes.
Some youths. They had a little trouble getting their car going this last week.
Many of them.
Yeah, many of the prom goers from Miller Grove High School in Georgia experienced a difficult night when they went back to their cars to find out they'd been booted in the parking lot they parked in.
Literally.
I guess WAGA Fox 5 reported that the attendees arrived at this Georgia Railroad Depot in Atlanta for the prom and parked in the parking lot across the street.
Across the way.
They're like, hey, there's a parking lot right there. There's no attendant on duty. There obviously must not be a charge. However, shortly after they entered the dance, their vehicles were all booted.
Even people who were, even parents of students who were dropping off their kids.
Yeah.
Were booted for simply dropping off their kids.
Dion Richmond received a boot while dropping her daughter off and saying goodbye. Feet. Literally feet from her car.
Booted.
Yeah, so instead of enjoying the prom, most of the students were left trying to deal with the parking issue and the $75 charge to have the boot taken
off.
Well,
yeah, the dude has to pay for all those boots.
Yeah,
that's dude. A lot of boots.
These boots were made for walking.
And that's just what they'll do.
Because their cars aren't going anywhere.
Oh, no, you didn't finish it.
Oh,
one of
sorry.
These days, these boots are going to walk all over
oh,
you.
Oh, right. No, that no, it was that, yeah, they just had to walk because their cars were booted.
Well,
yeah.
I can promise you that we will not boot you.
That's right. The Static Radio Prom. Ah, yes. Retro Prom. It's going down Friday, April 26th. Get your suit and tie. Get your dress on.
That's right.
It's going down. Tickets are available now for Static Prom, and you can get them online at mystaticradio.com.
And you're going to want to. Trust me.
I don't think there will ever be a day where I'm like, I'm good. I'm old enough. I don't need to go to prom anymore. Pretty sure I'm just going to go every year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Awkward.
For the rest of my life. Retro prom.
Can we take an awkward, like all of us take an awkward prom photo?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's
what's
what
the
I'm
point of prom if
to.
You can't take an awkward prom photo?
I actually have one of those.
Really?
Oh, it's the worst.
You still have your prom photos?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just like one. It's weird. It's weird to look at.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Are you guys doing like the prom? Like
yes, they made us.
It's like okay, now you put your hand here awkwardly.
Do you remember when we went out to eat with a listener?
Yes.
And we took, like, we dressed up like we were going to prom.
Oh, yeah.
And then we did, like, the prom thing. Dude. I did that in real life.
Really?
It was awful.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah, good news is none of the baggage and the lameness comes with our prom. Just a fun night, dancing, hanging out, having a good time.
That's
we will be there. You should, too. Tickets are available right now for Static Radio's Retro Prom.
2.0 is doing the music, so it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's
going
to be legit. It's going down Friday, April 26th, right here on Calvary's campus in the hub.
MyStaticRadio.com. Get your tickets
that's
now.
Right. All right, well, we got to say goodbye to you, Mish.
You do this every Wednesday.
I'm sorry. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we got Nate Heitzen coming in here for Shock Therapy Live. It is a one-hour call-in show centered around you, your chance to talk to a pastor about your issues, bro. What's going on in your world? If you need some advice, that's what Pastor Nate Heitzen is here for.
It's important.
And that's going to go down in T-minus 10 minutes. So there you go.
So now it's time to say goodbye.
I'm sorry.
To all our company.
Yeah. It's okay.
M-I-C.
We'll see you again tomorrow.
K-E-Y.
It'll be great.
M-O-U-S-E.
Got a great show lined up tomorrow.
We totally do.
We got Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project coming in.
And we have Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project coming in.
Also, from the Aspen Project, our dear friend
Clay Schroff coming in tomorrow.
It's going to be fantastic.
If he doesn't come in, this is going to be really funny.
Shock Therapy Live coming up next. We'll see you again, manana, Mish.
Yes, see you
tomorrow. All right, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.